Central Standard Time. I do this show live, and then, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, we go out on a growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates around the country, from New York to Texas to Colorado to California, many points between. We have a giant audience on the Internet listening at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I want to thank the listeners for spreading the word via the Internet about the show and the incredible guests and news we cover here and our analysis, and also on Global Shortwave. You can listen if you're on vacation in Europe or on a job in Guatemala. You can listen via the Global Shortwave during the day on 12.172 and 9320, and at night from 9 to midnight Central at 5.085 and 6890. Coming up here in just a few minutes, Bev Harris, author of Black Box Voting, Ballot Tampering in the 21st Century, has provided numerous articles on voting machine ownership, errors, and security to news publications worldwide. In writing Black Box Voting, she spent over 2,000 hours researching voting machines and interviewed dozens of witnesses, including many election officials and even voting machine programmers who work directly for the firms that build these machines. Harris owns Talon.com, a publicity firm, and has been writing professionally for 10 years. She is also the author of How to Embezzle a Fortune, Tips on How to Identify Accounting Fraud and Recover Embezzled Funds. And we're going to her here in a few minutes. I just want to say something. I've read her book. I have listened to her on other talk shows. We've had many other guests on who have researched this. I have caught people engaged in election fraud here locally, okay? I have tracked who owns these voting machine companies. I've probably done 100 hours of research, and it's so horrible it would take me years to explain it all. This woman has done 50 times the research I've done, conservatively, and it has just found wholesale evil that's unspeakable. And, of course, the average person knows all about the baseball scores or how to apply cosmetics, but not how to understand little black boxes with modems hooked up to them, with the Pentagon involved sneaking around, with election companies tied to major political parties. And we have a county clerk here in Austin who's been caught engaged in election fraud. I don't just say that. It was in the newspaper. She got caught, and the state board said, well, it was an accident, falsifying safety seals, breaking safety seals, double-counting ballot boxes. And she's all for the wonderful touch screens we've got. So we go from bad to worse with the bubble punch-outs to this. So that's coming up in a few minutes with Bev Harris. She's got a new bombshell to drop on you, her news service, blackboxvoting.com. Just, folks, I've researched this. She is spot on, really key info. So that's coming up in about 2 minutes. Before we do that, and then we'll get into political assassinations and Ron Paul exposing the Republicans as neocons and is trying to destroy the Republic. That's coming up in the third hour, or the middle of the second hour into the third hour. But before I do that, please get my videos. They're waking people up. They're one of the best tools we've found to wake America up. We have America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement is my newest film, just came out. And we have 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, frankly my best film, detailing how the globalists carried out September 11th to usher in this police state. And it goes through the evidence that is irrefutable. No rationally minded person can watch the video and check out the documents and come away from the facts with any other conclusion but that Operation Northwoods, the official government plan to carry out 9-1-1, was activated, and more attacks are going to be activated, and hopefully how to stop them. So get the videos, my friends. Get them. Make copies of them for nonprofit, not for sale, educational purposes. Air them on Access TV. Get them out to your friends and family. Educate America now and support this broadcast. The videos are $25.95 a piece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. My book is $12. It's about September 11th, 9-1-1 Descent into Tyranny. And get the information and start waking people up at the grassroots level. The toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. If you're sick and tired of the lies, if you're tired of people being ignorant, if you're tired of talking yourself blue in the face for your friends and family to wake them up or the local talk show host, give them the videos, and 90% of the time, on average, they're waking up. Help us plant the seeds and save the republic. All right, let's go to Bev Harris, author of Black Box Voting. Bev, this stuff is real. This is a massive fraud, and I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Well, it's nice to be here.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself, how you got involved in this, how you discovered this rabbit hole, Alice, and tell us how deep it really goes.
Well, it's really disturbing. I got involved in it because I read an article by Lynn Landis. She's a reporter, and she wrote an article that said, assume crooks are in control. And the gist of her article was that nobody could figure out who owned these companies. And I thought, well, you know, I'll just go look it up. I have some databases that not everyone has. And so on a lunch hour someday, I just sat down and looked it up, and I was really shocked to see that there was really conflict of interest among the owners. In other words, people were programming voting machines and then running for office with their own machines counting their votes. I found that just amazing that that could happen. And as I continued to research it, then I started looking into, well, do we know that the machines count accurately? Found 112 elections, and by the way, there's more. I just got tired of it and stopped. 112 elections that were documented that the machines counted wrong. And I don't mean little mistakes. I mean they counted 60% errors, 25% errors.
Now, that's just when they get caught.
And that's just when they get caught. And I would assume, by the way, that we're only catching about 5% of them at the most.
Now,
and that's their errors. My next question is, are they errors or is some of this deliberate?
Now, we're talking to Bev Harris. Bev, you've written books and consult the major companies. What you do is track down fraud, embezzlement, corruption, so this was a perfect thing for you to investigate.
Well, yeah, as soon as I saw that they were removing the audit trail and they were trying to make these machines paperless so that there was no physical record of what the voter had done, immediately it's like, well, we've got a security hole here. If you did this with accounting, you would always be embezzled from. You can't do this kind of thing. You've got to have checks and balances.
But nationwide, it's going in, and Chuckie Schumer and Bush have got the bill to fund this with billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It's going in right here in Austin, and the people are so gullible. Oh, the government wouldn't do that, and they are doing it.
Right. Well, and we don't, you know, the thing is, with this kind of voting machine, you could have a very few people involved in tampering with millions of votes. So it's not like you have to, you know, in the old days, because people have always done election rigging, but in the old days you'd have to work at it. You'd have to go precinct to precinct and bribe people and do things. No, with these computerized voting machines, if you get at a couple of programmers, you can do a lot of damage. And
but that's
how they're
getting,
a couple people.
Ma'am, that's how they're getting caught, though, because you've noticed that in some of these elections, and I've seen the news articles, it'll be the exact same tally in certain classes of elections all over. They're getting lazy, aren't they, where they just issue a set parameter and put it out there hoping that no one notices.
Well, there are some mathematical reasons for that. That number that you're referring to, 18181, which happened three times in Comal County, Texas, well, that actually, there is, if you do a certain type of percentage addition to the vote, it will tend to get that number. One of the things that's been interesting recently is we've had some mathematicians look at how that number came about, and I won't go into it on the air, but it actually is a round down of 18182, which happens when they do certain math functions on the computer. So it's very indicative of the fact that there was an automated program in place during that election, which happened to generate that result.
Now, Bev, I mean, let's just boom, boom, boom through the big red flags and smoking guns here. And you were telling me this morning briefly that you had new information. Not just about back doors into these boxes, but specific programs in there to remotely access it.
Right. One of the things that I found curious is that a lot of the election company officials were making statements about the fact that these machines are not connected to anything. There's no modem. They don't connect to the Internet. And I knew that they did. I have the manuals. I have the technical specs. And I thought, well, why are they lying about this? Because it was bald-faced lies.
We got the county clerk on a local TV show, and she said, no, it doesn't hook to anything. And then we go, well, look, there's a phone plug right here. What's that?
Yeah.
And how dumb do they think we are?
Exactly. And not only that, but I have the technical specs. They have wireless stuff in them. I mean, they are all hooked up for wireless communication. But it gets worse than that. The story that we're working on now is actually looking at the code itself. And it looks to us like they have rewritten portions of Windows, which will allow them to get remote access into the machines and actually write information directly into the touchscreens themselves. And that is, that's bad. Now, I have had, I'll tell you the example, I'll put some qualifiers on that. I have had two C++ coders look at the source code itself. Both of them came up with the same conclusion. This is such an important story that I'm actually going to take it through five different coders, including Microsoft. And, you know, we're going to nail this down. This is going to be a big story.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is a giant story, but already they're remotely accessible.
Right.
You've got politicians involved in owning companies and then using their own machines when they run. Can you give us some of that background?
Well, you know, where do you want me to start? Well, actually, ask me that question again, and I'll focus it in. There's so much to talk about as you...
Well, that's what I was saying, is that
yeah.
There's so much fraud, so much corruption, but you were talking about politicians who are involved in owning the touchscreen wireless voting companies, and then they end up using their own machines, their own elections,
right,
with their own programmers working on the machines.
And one of the ones is being groomed to come in after President Bush as the next president. His name is Chuck Hagel. He's out in Nebraska. You can see that they're actually, you know, kind of grooming him to take, you know, over some big position in Washington.
By the way, he goes to the Bilderberg group meetings.
He does. He administered, you know, he touts himself as this big Vietnam vet. Well, I'm sorry, but he was the guy who administered the Agent Orange program. And I don't know about your listeners, but I know people who have recently died. They were Agent Orange victims. I don't know too many people who felt like they got a fair shake out of the Agent Orange settlement the government came up with. But that was his first foray. And then he worked for George Bush Sr. for several years in Washington, D.C., and then he came out to run the voting machine company. He was the CEO and chairman of what is now Election Systems and Software. He then ran for office, and the machines that were built under his watch, the machines that were programmed while he was running the company, were the ones that counted his vote. And his election was so amazing. It was such an upset that it was reported nationwide. Business Week said, lightning struck twice. He had an amazing upset victory in the primary and another amazing victory in the election where he defeated a popular incumbent. Well, if he had disclosed that he was running the voting machine company, I can tell you that they would have reported that too, but he lied on his disclosure documents, said he was a banker. Now, what he was the chairman of a voting machine company.
By the way, those are the voting machines we use in Austin, is from Hagel's Nebraska company.
ESNS, probably. I know a lot
of
Texas
companies. No, I saw that back when they were paying for them and putting them in. Plus,
mm-hmm.
It's like $15 million for Austin, and all they are is little junky computers.
They're putting millions of dollars in, and what you don't even see is the extras. I know Georgia put in $55 million worth of machines, and then they wanted to have a little election on the state flag, and the company said, oh, that'll be another $2 million. We have to reprogram. And I wonder how much is disclosed upon purchase as to what the extras are later on.
You know, this is just amazing, and they just tell us this is the way it is. I know that when we were reporting on this, trying to stop the touchscreens in Austin, a lot of strange things happened. A lot of people got threatened. They've got a lot of members of the media on the little local committees ramming this through. This is very important to them, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, what's really telling, Sequoia in the state of Louisiana spent more money lobbying than they sold the machines for. Now, that tells you something. There's an agenda there, isn't there? You know, and another thing that we're seeing is they're going straight to the state and trying to get a state person to make the decision for all the counties. They did that in Georgia, and they're now doing that in Ohio. They're trying to get one state guy to make the decision for all the counties in Ohio to buy the same machine.
Yeah, they're trying to always centralize it. This is incredible. And again, there's almost no debate about this. You tell somebody this in a checkout line, they'll on average roll their eyes at you. I guess people want to be slaves. They don't want to know.
I think the general public is starting to wake up. And what this is a situation, by the way, where we cannot depend on government or some organization
Bev, it's also a race against evil. Because if they get these in everywhere, that they'll just say, well, you voted for us taking your land. Well, you voted for foreign troops. Well, you voted for more taxes. And people go, no, we didn't vote. Oh, yes, you did. I mean, if they get these in, it won't matter.
Right, nothing matters. Thomas Jefferson, you know, one of our founding fathers, said, he predicted this type of thing, actually, and he said, you know, the people at the grassroots level have to continue to be vigilant, because if we don't, we will lose our democracy without anyone ever firing a shot.
Well,
and the reason we will is because of greed and corruption.
Well, Stalin said, I don't care who casts the votes, only who counts them.
That's right. You know, I think what I'm seeing in actually looking at the programs themselves, and I haven't looked at ESNS. I don't have access to. They're very secretive about these machines. But I was able to get a hold of the actual programs for Diebold Election Systems, and they're based out of McKinney, Texas, by the way. It's actually a long story. But I will tell you that the kinds of things that we're seeing in the programs are completely inappropriate. For example, they keep multiple sets of books. Now, you know what I'm talking about. If you have two sets of books with your business and you show one to the IRS and you keep, and the real set of books is the one you have, that is illicit. That is fraudulent. Now, these voting machines have three sets of books in them, and they can disengage from each other. And that's written right into the program. And basically, you can have all the votes put in three places, but you can change the votes in some of the sets of
books. And that's how they've run the fraud all along. Stay right there. BlackBoxVoting.com. ABC Nightly News, CBS, they're not going to be part of warning you in this. They've been part of voter news services for decades, telling you who wins. And then the average American has no idea how the election process even works. Voter news services has armed guards, won't let you in to see how the national votes are even tallied. That's a good word for it, Bev, is black box voting, because it's just armed guards, secret buildings with intelligence agency connections, with people in the Senate and the House, and Jeb Bush and Chuckie Schumer involved. All these different groups pushing the same agenda, and no way to know how you vote with wireless and phone wire modems hooked in, and no paper trail. And they say, hey, don't ask questions. This is the new America.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I can update a little bit on that. You know, Voter News Service, apparently their results were so discrepant from what the machines came up with in the 2002 election that they shut down altogether. Now, think about this.
They changed the names, what they do.
Well, the new one will supposedly be sponsored by CNN or Gannett or some such thing.
CNN, AP, but that was always what VNS was made up of.
Yeah, and then as for the mainstream media, I think I don't want to say exactly who now, but I think you are going to see this story breaking into the mainstream media. And what's doing it is this. Once we were able to get the actual code itself and show in the code that there is it's not a bug, in other words, it's a feature of the code, now we've got a story that is attracting the attention of some of the heavy hitters. It's a complex story, so it'll probably take them another couple weeks, maybe even 3 weeks, because what we're doing at this point, we're working with some of the big boys, I will tell you. But what we're doing is they're bringing in their own independent computer experts who are verifying what our findings are. And I think you will see that this breaks out into the press. One of the things I would really encourage people to do, there is a petition out right now by Greg Palast and Working for Change, and I think it's at workingforchange.org or .com. They are asking for an immediate moratorium on electronic voting until these problems are solved. In other words, not in 2004, not in 2006, but now.
Bev, let me stop you for just a second. I mean, you're a smart lady. You investigate fraud. I've researched your findings and your claims, and I found them to be right on line with what I have independently verified locally and in researching news here on the air. But Voter News Services was set up under another name in 63, right after the Kennedy assassination. They have been engaging in election fraud at the federal level for now over 30 years, almost 40 years. They have changed the name several times, and ABC and CNN and NBC and all of them, the Washington Post, USA Today, are all, quote, involved in sponsoring it. They pay for it. They give money to, quote, VNS and Bill Headline and the rest of the people that head it up. And before 2000, people didn't even know the names of VNS or the people that worked there. No one is allowed behind their closed doors in New York. And then they just magically announce hours before the polls close so-called exit polling. No one's ever seen the exit pollers who won. So my point is, you know, the mainstream news will come along, co-opt your story, because they're involved in it, I'll tell you right now, and then just kind of say, yeah, there's a few problems, but don't worry, we're going to fix it. What do you say to that?
Well, we'll see, because you see, mainstream news comes in various forms. For example, one of the things that published information on from me a couple of weeks ago was Slashdot. Now, Slashdot is the premier computer site in the world. They had over 400 computer programmers weigh in and basically support my findings.
Amazing. I saw that story. Bev, stay there. Let's talk about Slashdot when we get back, and we'll discuss more.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without...
Thanks.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've only got Bev Harris with us for about 15 more minutes. I appreciate her coming on such short notice. I want to get her back up in the future for 2 hours so she can calmly go over the history, the modern history of election fraud, not voter fraud, but election fraud by government officials, Republican and Democrat. But now you have this unified system with these touch screens going in, and this is such a massive story. Bev, continuing, there's so many facets. What areas do you think are important for people to be aware of with the incredible research you and others have done?
Well, one of the things I haven't – now, there's blackboxvoting.com, which you've mentioned. That's the site about my book and so forth. It has some articles. There's a new site called blackboxvoting.org, and that site has it has the latest breaking exposés, but it's also got activism. And people can jump right in and get busy and do stuff, and it's really making a difference already. One of the things that we need to do right now is get after the League of Women Voters, because let me tell you something. The League of Women Voters is one of the main obstacles that we are facing in getting fair, auditable voting right now.
Well, you know, they've been caught in Florida back 10 years ago on video punching out the Chads, stealing elections. I've found that they're one of the biggest groups out there working for the establishment.
Well, the interesting thing is the League of Women Voters, they have a lot of different local chapters, and the local chapters are often not quite in sync with what the national chapter does. I'm concerned. I'm actually very curious about whether the national chapter has received contributions or money from the voting machine companies, because they've taken such a strange stance. They've taken – now, there's something really important happening now. There is a congressman in New Jersey. His name is Rush Holt, and he has put a bill on the floor nationally in Congress that would mandate a voter-verified paper trail, would take all remote control, all remote access mechanisms out of the voting machines, and would mandate audits of these things.
That is a great bill.
It's a great bill. It's House Bill number 2239. But, you know, the main, and he's getting lots of co-sponsors because...
If I can get Rush Holt on, will you come on with him?
Oh, sure, I will, yeah.
Okay, I'll set him up for the show.
He's doing something really important. The big obstacle they're facing, though, is the League of Women Voters is out there against a paper trail.
Against a paper trail.
Against auditability and against his efforts to get the remote stuff out of the machines. Now, that is, frankly, a wrong-headed position for them to take. And one of the things I encourage your listeners to do is call them up. Call up the national and the local branches and say, what of the League of Women Voters? Blackboxvoting.org has over 200 contact numbers for them, by the way. So you can just go there and get contact numbers, emails, phone numbers, and so forth.
Well, Bev, they
ask
really
them what the heck they're doing.
Bev, they really ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Yes,
I mean,
they
think
should.
About
and I
that.
Think it's time to start showing that there are consequences for this. If they want to do that, they are going to have to face the criticism that is appropriate from the public, because we don't want our vote to become roadkill.
Well, I'll tell the listeners right now, Bev, and we got a final segment coming up with you in a second, that if they don't get out and protest these voter companies, these fraud companies, with signs pointing out
mm-hmm.
that there's no paper trail, that the boxes are remote accessed, that you've got military-industrial complex people heading up most of these companies, and I've researched it and so have you, if we don't start boycotting and protesting the League of Stealing Votes, I mean the League of Women Voters, if we don't, because that is despicable that they're lobbying against HB 2239.
Exactly.
They're lobbying against a paper trail when that's what America and any other free society is all about. That is incredible.
That is right. That is right. They need to be called to task for that. I agree. It's, you know, the day has passed when these folks can do this with no consequences. Because let me tell you, people understand. All they have to do is get educated a little bit, and we aren't having it.
Well, they better understand. This is a big, big deal. Folks, I'm Alex Jones. Our final segment with Bev Harris here on the other side, and then I'm going to get into some of the other geopolitical news. But the issues don't get any bigger than this. We appreciate her joining us. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it's like trying to cover the Encyclopedia Britannica in 30 minutes, but we're talking about election fraud, with the government designing it. Governments always have wanted total control. The republic's being destroyed before your very eyes with these touchscreen election systems where they are remotely accessed by modems, by wireless modems, a no paper trail. And the Congressman Rush Holt has introduced HB 2239. And Beverly Harris was just exposing the fact that his bill is a good bill, would make the voting companies create a paper trail, make sure that these touchscreen systems cannot be remotely accessed, and that there be oversight, and the League of Women Voters, who we have found is involved in election scams everywhere and are a tool of the globalists, are trying to block that. They don't want you to have a paper trail. They don't want auditing in our elections. They don't want it to be open and free and fair. I tell you, Bev, this is incredible. Continuing in the last 5 minutes we got left with other key points the listeners should be made aware of.
Well, one of the things that if you want an eye-opener, go to blackboxvoting.org, and the very lead article there what I did, I went in, I rigged a voting system, a real voting system. Now, I didn't go and rig one with, you know, in a real election. I didn't want to go to jail, obviously, but I took the Diebold GEMS version 1.17.17. It is the official certified version. Went into it. Took me 10 minutes to bypass the passwords, and I actually show the computer screenshots so that people can see exactly how easy this is to do. Change the votes. Change the audit logs. This is really sad. I mean, what we've been told is that these machines are, we can trust them and they're secure and they're this and they're that. Let me tell you, I'm not a computer expert by any means, and I went in and rigged a voting system using real software that's in use in the United States today.
Now you've
and
had
I don't
top,
even know what I'm doing.
You've had top programmers look at it. You just said that over 400 top programmers agreed with you. Talk about that news article where you published the findings and what the experts said about your findings.
Oh, yeah. They basically, if you want, if you bring up what I found in the fact that the systems that they're using Microsoft Access with the security features disabled, mind you. You know, get a bunch of programmers in at a party and start talking about this, and you will see them literally snorting beer out their noses when they see how bad this system is. They're like, they can't believe it. It's like you're using Microsoft Access with the security features disabled. And, by the way, apparently Microsoft Access is one of the less secure systems. They should be using something like SQL Server or Linux or something. But basically, they are appalled. And one after the next weighed in at Slashdot saying this is just appalling. I mean, it's got to stop. It's got to stop now.
And on top of it, before when they were first selling it to people, oh, there's a record. Oh, it's good. You can, and now they're pushing by law at the state level to make the counties do it, to take the paper trail away. And the League of Women Voters is lobbying to take the paper trail. So there's no record. I mean, folks, that's so obvious. A two-year-old can figure that out.
It is. As soon as I saw that, you know, look, tell the IRS we want to take away our receipts. We're not going to, oh, you know what? I'm just going to give you something out of my computer. I mean, come on. The reason the paper trail is important is because it's verified by an independent source, the voter. You know, you can't have the computer being the only verifier. You can't watch
how it records
your vote.
That could easily have these machines spit out a receipt, and still people couldn't put all their receipts together later and check it. But if there was a recall, you could spot check, have it have a code number on it. People could bring that receipt back.
You want to have them all in a ballot box, because the reason is with receipts you can't ever total. You can't check the total. You'd have to run around and everybody's losing their receipts and so forth. You need to have...
I meant two sets, yeah.
Yeah, you want to have that, and then you want to have a robust way of auditing that. And even these little spot check audits that they have in a few states, it's not going to work. In fact, the rig that I did, which is on that the website, blackboxvoting.org, is actually designed to pass a spot check. It will pass a spot check, and the reason is because it uses multiple sets of books. And if you spot check it, it uses the right ones.
And let me stop you.
If you total check it, it gives you the wrong one.
You talked about one of the oldest tricks with the computer voting. That is where they take the paper ballots, stick them in, feed them into a computer tape, then the county clerk, whoever walks off with that. Around the country, they were caught with the computerized system, but the precursor to this, having different computer files and then just flipping numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody would be ahead, and I've been watching TV and then seeing the number flip at 2 a.m.
Oh, I have several reports of that, of flipping the vote, and it's an absolute flip. It's 100% flip. You know, everybody goes from this to that.
And they just flip it right in front of you and say, hey, we're the government. We got cops and black ski masks with machine guns. You got a problem?
Well, I'll tell you something. You cannot solve something by hoping that some organization will do it or by hoping that Bev Harris will do it. Every single person listening, if you want your vote, this is one of those times when we're going to have to step forward and take action as individuals.
Well, this should be top story every day, and it's very simple. They're trying to remove any type of paper ballot, even a receipt. You've got Chuck Hagel owning the company that then got him elected in this, quote, upset landslide in Nebraska. that Nebraska company selling to everybody. You got other companies selling to everybody. Every time you check into them, they've, quote, got CIA connections and NSA connections and VNS connections. This is amazing, Bev, and for the average person, they don't know how the system works, and that should frighten them.
Right. There's no difference. This is the best analogy I can give you. If you go in, let's say you have a paper balloting system, and you say, I'm going to vote for, whoever you're going to vote for. I'm going to vote for Bob. And the lady who's taking your vote says, okay, I'll mark your vote down for Bob, but you can't see what I'm marking down. I'm going to mark it down under a ledge here so you can't see it. Nobody would trust that. That's ridiculous. Of course you want to see what was marked down for your vote. Well, when you vote on these computers, sure, the screen may tell you one thing, but you do not know what it's marking down inside the machine. It's exactly the same thing as having an election lady saying, I'm going to mark your vote down, but you can't see what I wrote.
And they use psychology. They go, oh, it's just like an ATM, the same technology.
Well, how many ATMs would you put your money into? I don't even do deposits in them anyway. But how many would you use if they didn't give you a receipt? It's not just
see,
like an ATM.
See, on top of it, there's no receipt. And then you've got it connected to a bunch of politicians and Chucky Schumer and Bush pushing for these billions of dollars to put the touch screens in. And last but not least, Bev Harrison, we got to have you back up for 2 hours and have a couple congressmen and other guests on and let you basically interview them. And the website blackboxvoting.org and com, org's the big news site, com's about the great book that everybody should get. But, Bev, you know, for people listening in New York or Florida or Texas or Denver, Colorado or Pensacola, Florida, wherever right now, going back just briefly into how with these touch screens, that these are remotely accessible wireless Internet connections, and then they get on the news and say that's not the case.
Oh, yeah, I know. I actually, on my website, I have another link right now, and it changes every day, but it says Straight Answers in Short Supply. And I actually have about 9 different officials, and they just out and out lie. And then I included in there a photocopy from their own manual that shows the remote hookup. I mean, I'm like, okay, here you have the officials saying they're not hooked up. Okay, what is this photograph then?
Wow.
You know, that when you mentioned before that I've done financial fraud type writing and so forth, I've looked into that stuff. The first thing you do when someone tells you don't look over here is you want to look over there. They've been telling us don't look at our remote access. Don't look. There's none. Don't worry. Nothing to see here. Move along. That's the first thing you want to look at. And let me tell you, it is amazing the amount of access there is to these.
I want to give you an example. And this is a separate issue, but it's in the same area. The Scientific Atlantic cable box, the new digital one. I have seen the manual. I have one of these things. It's been an MSNBC that it, quote, tracks what you watch. It keeps a record of it and sells that psychological data to different groups. But there's a tiny hidden microphone, and they don't offer Internet access. They don't offer the use of it. And they've been selling this for 4 years, and there is a big, fat microphone two-way in there.
Really?
And if you call them up, they'll deny it, and I've got the training manual that says it.
Really?
Yeah, there's a microphone in it. I mean, this is...
Oh, that's a little scary. Well, there you go. Well, some of these things... Well, here's another thing that we found in the source code that we're going to be looking into more detail. Now, guess what? You go and you activate your vote with a card. And you go up, and the lady checks your name off of this voter registration list, and then she gives you a card, and they key in this little number. Well, in the source code for the voting machine, you know what it says? In the activate card, it says get first name, last name, birth date, street address. Now, can somebody explain that to me, why we want that on our vote?
Yeah, now they're going to know exactly how you voted. And, oh, see, folks? Oh, yeah, in the Soviet Union, they would have somebody watching on a camera for who you voted for, and the vote didn't matter other than a gauge of who supported Stalin or whoever else.
Well, and the other thing we found in their files was a complete set of redistricting software. Again, why does a voting machine company need redistricting software?
This is, folks, this is the government.
Yeah, we're dealing with something that there's a lot of answers, and I think as citizens, it's time we start demanding those answers. And if we have to, I think we should start dealing with subpoenas.
Oh, absolutely. We need some state grand juries to start some push for some indictments.
Yeah.
Bev Harris, can we get you back up soon?
We can. Yeah, you sure can. Give it another few weeks here, and then we'll come in with some new information.
All right.
Breaking every week.
I'm going to get this congressman on. I'd like to have you on with him. Thanks for coming on the show. We'll be right back with a bunch of other news. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to the M2K Talk Archives. And we are listener-supported with the Honor System. We ask that you wait. Don't donate a dollar at a time. PayPal charges a 35-cent surcharge on anything of a dollar or less. Wait till you listen to 5 or 10, and then donate, please. We appreciate your voluntary support.
Jeff and others, we're about to go to your calls. I do want to briefly hit on some other news we haven't gotten to yet in the next segment, and then start the Ron Paul speech that he gave July 10th, talking about how the greatest threat to America is the neocons and how they are communist and fascist run, following the ideas of Trotsky. That's their own public statements, and Machiavelli. The guy who wrote The Prince, who called for dictatorship and slavery. So that's coming up as well, and more on the obvious assassination of Dr. David Kelly over in England for blowing the whistle, and much more. Right now, Warren in Colorado. You're on the air, Warren. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. What a great guest this morning. It kind of got me re-energized.
Does that show you how bad things have gotten, though, that they're publicly... The League of Women Voters doesn't want there to be a record of how you voted and wants remote access by the government into secret voting machine systems.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a reason for it. And I'm going to give you a quick example. The year that Ross Perot was running, I guess it was early 90s. I don't even remember the year. But we had an amendment called Parents' Rights. And Social Service was really against it, along with the Sheriff's Department. And they kept lobbying against it. And the morning of the election, it was ahead by 15 points. And that night I voted for that, and I also voted for Ross Perot, you know, because he's kind of a neat little individual. The next morning, of course, the parents' rights didn't pass, but it was ahead 15% that morning of the election. And from that time forward, I decided never to vote again. And I'd be glad to research this and give you some more information.
Oh,
but
sir,
I think
they've been caught locally, state, and federal level engaging in election fraud. They've been caught red-handed, and they're doing it again. They're doing it in our face, in mass, one unified system, and saying you can't have a record of it, and then they're going to claim that you voted to have your kids taken, that you voted to have massive taxation, that you voted to have forced labor camps, that you voted to get rid of the Bill of Rights. This is the end, folks. They're setting up a dictatorship. This isn't a joke. This is it. This is everything on the line. They're taking over. And they're going to say, it's a democracy. You voted for it, Warren.
Yep. And I guess my whole point is what if this guy that, he worked all this, worked hard, and he understood how these state laws work, but then he wanted a recount, and he wanted to follow that paper trail. But guess what? It probably didn't hit the news. And so this is why they want to go to... No.
Look, I mean, in Austin, they've had recounts and found them stealing elections, and nothing happens. B1 Bob out in Orange County, he won. They admitted that they stole the election from him, but the Republicans turned their back. This is the plan. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
And then poor Bob Dornan still defends the neocons, gets on the air, and just sick. Okay, let's talk to Mark in Minnesota. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, my friend.
Yeah, I first became aware of the issue, it must have been around 1999, 2000, when I got a copy of the Collier Brothers book, Vote Scam. a good book there.
Yeah, they caught League of Women Voters runs the election fraud in many cities.
Oh, yeah, and it's my understanding that the way that it's been is, you know, voter news service, they can already sit out in their offices on 34th Street in New York and just push a button and change the vote count in pretty much any county.
It's hey, they're the group that no one's allowed in the building, and they tell the networks who won. And then the government's involved, quote, providing security.
Yeah,
but in third world countries, you know, we send poll watchers down to watch their process and certify it.
Yeah, and then they post the results like, you know, a day before the elections sometimes.
Yeah, ABC News, somebody in 98 got mad 2 days before, posted the exact results of the congressional off-year elections. I mean, somebody daringly, they probably got whacked for all we know. We don't know who did it. Posted the exact election results a day before on abcnews.com. And by the way, the screen save of that is posted on some of the websites out there.
So, yeah, it's my understanding. Pretty much the grids are fragmented right now.
Yeah, they're having trouble unifying the election fraud. They've got different capos over other areas. Now they're unifying it.
Yeah, you'll have like one computer firm handling one grid, another computer, you know, handling another grid. So, yeah, now they're basically going to consolidate everything and make it.
And there's armed guards in black ski masks, and there's no receipt. You ask questions, you get arrested. Al-Qaeda's trying to undermine our election process. Yeah. This is the new America, folks. Giant prisons, armored vehicles, face-scanning cameras, total information awareness network, hell on earth, the destruction of you and your family in your face. And they're going to vote to take your guns and say you voted for it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Welcome back, folks. Alex Jones here. I'm looking at this Ron Paul speech called Neocon, and I guess if they get their electronic touchscreens in, he'll be out of office. Of course, they're going to have a problem, though, because polls will show Ron Paul is very popular, and then if they try to remove him, how are they going to claim that he loses campaigns? Of course, Bush publicly targeted Senator Bob Smith because he had a real conservative voting record in New Hampshire. The White House is publicly targeting other conservatives. They said that they want to defeat Tom Tancredo in the next election, even if a Democrat has to get in, because Tom Tancredo has pointed out that Bush is really a liberal and wants open borders. This is the reality, but Ron Paul's neocon speech, you got to go to Infowars.com and read it, because he talks about how Trotskyites founded the neocons and how in their writings, even in the 90s, they called for terrorist attacks to get America behind a new world order, how they support Machiavellian politics, that they say evil is good. Ron Paul saying this about the Republicans we have in office, who are really just Democrat clones and bringing you this new world order, and then they just have phony fights with each other to give you the illusion of a choice. So that's coming up. I'm going to start reading this, and I guess try to read the whole thing. I mean, it took Ron Paul 45-plus minutes to read this on the floor of the House. We have 46 minutes of broadcast time on each hour, but this has got to be read on air, because I know a lot of you aren't going to go to the website, and you're not going to read it for yourself, and you're not going to make copies of it and give it to people. But what about the election fraud? I mean, it's right in your face, people. It's happening. 911's right in your face, how they carried it out. But they're counting on you to think you're a member of the establishment, to think it's not your place to get involved. It's your place to go to the baseball game and suck your thumb like a juvenile delinquent as your children's future is flushed down the toilet. People care so much about sports, they could care less about losing voting in this country. For DARPA saying they're going to watch everything Americans do, violating the Fourth Amendment, or secret arrest of citizens for no reasons. Let's take two more calls, and I'll hit a few final news stories I haven't gotten to, and then I'll get into Paul's speech. Let's talk to Lou in Colorado. Go ahead, Lou. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I did, you know, like I said, get your film. I did send some out to Illinois and to some people here in Colorado where I'm at.
I appreciate you getting the videos.
Oh, yeah, believe me. And I'm, I do much more than that, too, because I put in a little bit of law so people can't be turned around. In other words, the General Welfare Clause, the Implied Power Clause, and the UN Treaty, the Treaties Clause are important to explain to people so they can't be turned around by lawyers giving them a BS line. And I back it up with documentation.
Are you finding that folks are waking up when they see the videos?
One guy told me he couldn't sleep at night after he saw it. But I said, if you have any questions, you talk to me. I'm pretty versed. I feel that I'm pretty versed after 30 years being in this, and I can respond to questions that people have on it.
Yeah, if people have trouble sleeping after they hear this radio show, when you see the videos, when you see the globalists doing it to you, this is all out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
This is all hidden in plain view, folks.
I have one quick question, and it's something I've probably been a little bit confused on. When you talk about the military-industrial complex, now, what is that? Is that different from the CIA, from the FBI, from the NSA? You know, what is the military-industrial complex exactly?
Okay, let me break this down.
And what's the pecking order?
Let me break this down. The pecking order is the royal families of Europe that own the tabloids, by and large, that own the tabloids. This is admitted. Track the owners of the big tabloids back, and it's owned by the royal family.
Right.
They create this illusion that they don't have any power, they don't have any money. Really rich people don't want you knowing how much power they have.
I understand that.
So it goes to the royal families, 50-50, basically, with the Rothschilds, Crumps, and other big industrialist families and banking families that own the private central banks, that own the printing presses, that print the money. So the really rich people print the money, issue the credit, control the banks. Now, out of them comes the military-industrial complex, and that's the companies whose shares are owned by the banks. That's the Lockheed Martins, the GEs that own the ABCs and the NBCs, that own the MTVs and the Paramount Pictures and all the rest of it, that then propagandize us, that then want war to not make money because they print the money, but to consolidate and grow their power and steal natural resources. So the military-industrial complex is the armored force, the weapons-producing, military-owning, and policy-writing force for the tiny cabal of no more than 20 families that own and run the New World Order.
I see. Okay. Now, does the NSA or the... These things are like subsidiary. I mean, these.
Yeah,
what has more power, for instance, the CIA or the NSA, or is it? Or how is that, you know, shares divided?
There are over 40 secret intelligence agencies that we know of in the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
Many, you know, if you talked about the NSA 10 years ago, they'd say you're a kook, it doesn't exist.
I see that. Okay.
You know, you talk about Echelon. Oh, the government can't listen to us. That violates the Fourth Amendment. Now they announce it. Yeah, we've been listening to you forever. Shut up. This is freedom.
But
to break it down, NSA, FBI, and its hostage rescue team, CIA, Defense Intelligence, Naval Intelligence, it goes on and on and on, all these different groups. But at the director level, it's all a rotating, revolving door.